This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A majority of Colorado's Congress members voted against a temporary extension of a key surveillance law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado's Democrats and Republican Representative Lauren Boebert voted against a three-week extension of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Democrat Jason Crow, who serves on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's a key tool, but the Trump administration has installed a loyalist with no national security experience as temporary director.
They are literally violating the law around the appointment of the director of national intelligence and then telling us to trust them on following the law, which makes no sense.
Several Republicans opposed it over civil liberty concerns. After the failed vote, Trump nominated former SEC chair Jay Clayton as director of national intelligence, which could unstick the FISA reauthorization. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado River experts testified in front of senators in D.C. this week, briefing them on the dire situation for water supply. State leaders are still without a plan for managing the Colorado River, despite a fast-approaching summer deadline. Amy Haas is with the Colorado River Authority of Utah. She compared the situation to dropping water levels at the nation's second-largest reservoir.
The window to solve this without lawyers, judges, and generational damage to basin relationships is shrinking faster than Lake Powell.
Utah and its allies have not proposed a new plan to manage the river. States that have volunteered to take mandatory cutbacks include Arizona, California, and Nevada. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is reminding people to give elk plenty of space during calving season. This is after a man was injured by an elk attack in Estes Park. CPW says the cow stomped the man Saturday after he stepped outside his home. You're listening to CPR News. It's 7:06.